Masechet Sanhedrin Perek Bet Mishnah Dalid, more laws about a king. Mishnah says, Umotzila Milchemet Hareshut Al Pi Bedin Shel Shivim Ve'ehad. The king is allowed to take the Jewish people out, the army, to fight in a war that is not obligatory. That's an optional war, only if he has the approval of the 71 judges of the great Sanhedrin. Uporet la'asot lo derech ve'en mimahin biado. He's allowed to break through other people's walls of their property in order to make a path for himself to reach his own fields or his own vineyards, and nobody's allowed to stop him. King has the authority to do it. Derech hamelech en lo shi'ur. If the path of the king, the path that he wants to make, could be as wide as he needs to bring his horses and his chariots and his soldiers and anybody he wants. You're not allowed to limit him that they have to walk in single file. When there's a war and they take the items, the possessions, the things of all of the enemies, they gather them and they put them before the king. And he takes his share, whatever he wants, before anybody else. We'll now have a three-way machloket about how many wives the king is allowed to have. Lo yad belo nashim. The pasuk tells us that the king is not allowed to have too many wives. And the pasuk continues, ve'lo yasur levavo, because when he has too many wives, those wives are going to lead him away from Hashem. So we'll now apply that. What does that mean, halakha lema'aseh? Ela shemone estre. The Tanakhama says he's only allowed to have up to 18 wives. The number 18, we learn out from David HaMelech. He was told by Natan that he's allowed to triple the amount of wives that he had. And he had 6 at the time. So now says the Navi that he's allowed to marry another 12 wives for a total of 18. Second opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Marbehu lo, ubilvad shelo yehu mesirot et libo, says Rabbi Yehuda, he's allowed to take more than 18 wives. The problem is if they start to take him away from Hashem. He's allowed to marry up to 18, even if those 18 are not the best people with the best character. But once it's more than 18, he's not allowed to add wives unless that they're good girls who would follow the ways of the Torah and not influence him negatively. So Rabbi Yehuda, up to 18, we don't look at their character, but above 18, they can't be people who take him away from Hashem. The third opinion, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilu ahat umsirat libo, hareze lo yisaena, says Rabbi Shimon, even if there was one negative woman amongst the bunch who would turn him away from Hashem, he's not allowed to marry her. If so, asks the Mishnah, why do we even mention he shouldn't have many wives? If even one is a problem who's bad character, why do we need to mention he's not allowed to marry many wives? Imken, lama ne'emad ve'lo yerbe lo nashim. Even so, if so, that the king's not allowed to marry one woman who has bad character, why do we need to say he shouldn't have many wives for himself? Just tell me he can't marry a wife with bad character. Answers the Mishnah, afilu ka'avigayil. What it's limiting for us, it's telling us that even if he's marrying only righteous women like Avigail, who was married to David HaMelech, she was such a special Sadeket. So even if he's marrying a woman like that, he's still limited to 18. So that's the three-way machloket between Tanakhama, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon. Tanakhama, one more time, he's only allowed to marry up to 18. We're not looking at if they're kosher or not kosher. We're not looking at the character traits. Gezerat HaKatuv, like the pasuk tells us, 18 is 18. Rabbi Yehuda says that he's allowed to marry up to 18, and we don't analyze the character. But after 18, he's only allowed to marry kosher girls who follow the ways of the Torah. And then there's the third opinion, which is Rabbi Shimon, who says that he's only allowed to marry women who are of fine, good character, and even there, only up to 18 and not more than 18. We continue now, we'll talk about how many horses a king is allowed to own. The pasuk tells us, Rak lo yad be lo susim, he's not allowed to have many horses, says the Mishnah. Ela kedeh mirkavto, he's only allowed to have enough to what he needs for the army purposes that could handle all of whatever is needed for battle, but he's not allowed to collect horses just for enjoyment. Bekesef ezahav lo yerbe lo me'od. The pasuk tells us they're not allowed to have too much gold and silver. Ela kedeh liten apsanya, only enough to pay the wages, the salary of his soldiers, but not to just amass wealth and to have all these treasures for his own glory. Bekotev lo sefer Torah lishmo. The king also writes a Sefer Torah for himself, even though there's an obligation from the Torah for every single Jew to write a Sefer Torah, the king has to write an additional Sefer Torah for himself. That's what the Pasuk tells us. So he has a second Torah. One of them he puts in the treasury of his own treasury. And the second one he keeps with him. Yotze l'milchama motzi'ah imo. When he goes out to war, he brings it with him. Nichnas machnisa imo. When he finishes war, when he returns, he takes it back with him. Yoshev badin he imo. When he's sitting in judgment, we must be talking about people who were from David HaMelech's time, those good kings who were allowed to pass judgment on people, then he brings it with him. Mesev hu kenegdo. When he's lying down to eat, he has it right next to him. Shene emar v'hayeta imo v'karabo kol yemei hayav. Like the Pasuk says, it should be with him and he should read from it in all of days of his life. Basically, the Torah should always accompany the king.